Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us on Let's Talk About It, we have a board member with the James River Humane Society. We have Jay Nitschke joining us. And Jay, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, absolutely. Thank you so much for taking time. A new segment or a new thing we're going to be doing here on Let's Talk About It. The first Friday, Jay will join us, and we'll talk about all the things happening at the James River Humane Society. Very excited to and look forward to a lot of this. And Jay, for our listeners, would you mind kind of explaining what the James River Humane Society does in Jamestown?
Well, the James River Humane Society is basically your humane society. we take in cats and we take in dogs and we take in animals like that and help to find their permanent homes. Animals that are running the street here in town, we get them from there. We may get them from when they do roundups at the reservations. We may get them from other shelters that are full and they've had a tragedy in their community and they've got to get rid of some animals, and we try to help them out, and then they help us out if we get too many. And basically our purpose and goal is to get the animals in a no-kill shelter. We do not kill animals unless their health is so bad that there's something that they cannot recover from. We do not put animals down. Our goal is to take them in, to get them whatever care they need, to get them so they're adoptable, and to get them into permanent homes.
Awesome. It's a very good, and all volunteer-based, I believe, too, right?
Pretty much. Yeah, we do have, like, our day workers, and some of them are paid but managers, but for the most part, it's all volunteer. Our dog manager, our cat manager, the general public is volunteers, and awesome. We're always looking for volunteers.
Very good.
And certainly it's not a tough job, and it's not a bad job when you can go out there and be around the animals.
And that's a big plus. So the James River Humane Society operating again, they are located east of Jamestown along I-94. Mm-hmm. So Jay, we have a couple of things we want to get to here. Feral cats. Now, you say that you're looking for a home for these feral cats, and there's quite a few that you guys are looking at.
We started a feral cat program this last fall, because it was getting cold and we knew where there was a bunch of feral cats. Now, feral cats, of course, are not domesticated. Mm-hmm. They're not the ones that are going to get in your lap and snuggle up. Although we did get a few kitties that we were able to get so they would snuggle up in your lap. But usually they're not. But they're animals that are out there in this weather and this horrible conditions, and they don't have food on a regular basis, and many of them don't make it. And so we gathered them up, and then we found homes for them. We know of two more that are over by the mini mall over here. And we would love to catch them because they're not looking good. They need a place where it's warmer, and they need a place where they can get food regular. So what we really need is one of you people out there that have got a garage or you've got a barn. It doesn't have to be heated necessarily, but it's warmer than being out in the elements, and you can throw down some straw or throw down, you know, get a crate, get a box, get a something, put some blankets down and let that animal curl up in it and get food regularly.
There you go.
So if you've got that and you can provide that for us, just call the shelter at 252-0747 and say, I've got a place for your feral cats. Because right now we have no place for them, so we can't catch them. You let us know you've got a place where we can take them, and we guarantee you we'll get them caught for
Beautiful.
You.
So again, Jay Nitschke joining us right now, and Let's Talk About It. And yeah, feral cats are way different than the domesticated cats, and they need some different care than you know, maybe a home cat would need. So if you do have that, again, you can contact the James River Humane Society. And Jay, of course, being a nonprofit, working with these volunteers, fundraisers, you do rely on those a lot to maintain and keep
we
going.
We certainly do. And one more thing about the feral cat.
Yes.
You know, the nice thing about it, if you've got that barn or that garage or whatever, and you put that feral cat in there, they'll take care of the mice for you, too.
There you
so
go.
So it's a win-win situation, although they will need a little more food than mice.
Right. Yes, they will. So let's talk about some of these fundraisers, Jay, that are coming
up. Okay, we have a major fundraiser coming up, and it's called the Potato Bar Fundraiser, and it's March 28th, starting at 5 o'clock at the KC Halls. And you get a baked potato with all kinds of toppings and whatever to eat. And trust me, we've got a variety of toppings. And then we have different baskets, different things. And we have a silent auction. And it's really, really fun. People come And you know, it's kind of fun to outbid your friend when you're both working on the same basket, wanting the same basket. And it's just a fun and a great way to sponsor and help support the shelter. It is our biggest fundraiser of the year. So we're looking for a big crowd. We need you to come out. We need you to support us because the expenditures continue.
Yes, they can. Yes, they do. And so, Jay, where is this taking place?
At the KC Hall, okay. March 28th, and you come out at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Perfect. Mm-hmm. So get some food. Help out the James River Humane Society. Again, the biggest fundraiser, and they rely heavily on those fundraisers.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Perfect. And then memberships are due. That's another way we get money. Memberships are due in March, and memberships vary in price from individuals. You can be an organization, you can be a family. And so the rates vary. So just call the shelter or get on our website and look it up. Our website is www.JamesRiverHumaneSociety.org, and you can get on there and join us. Your dues for joining us will get you the Happy Tales pamphlet that comes out 3 times a year, which will give you some insight in what's going on at the shelter. And it'll also, if you say, you know, maybe I should get on the board or run for an office, mm-hmm. you have to be a member first.
Okay.
So become a member and do that. And that's another great way to help us out.
Absolutely.
And another real simple way that we sometimes forget, and I'm going to mention it today because we just forget, but all of us seem to have, you know, those aluminum cans floating around.
Ah, yes.
And if you take them out to Ameristeel, the former Porter Brothers, and you tell them that you want the profit to go to the Humane Society account, okay, you'll get rid of your cans and we'll get whatever money comes in from that. And it's a great way to help us out and a simple way to help us out. And it doesn't cost you anything.
Exactly. Everybody's drinking their pops and their alcohol.
Exactly. You know, you got to have a beer once in a while.
While you're having that beer, you know that then when you donate it there.
There you go.
You can have it go to the.
There you go.
I love it. Yeah.
And just tell them. You have to tell them. But if you tell them, not a problem whatsoever.
Perfect. Very good. So keep that in mind. Another great way to help out the James River Humane Society. Jay, anything else that we want to cover? Or is there anything else you wanted to bring up with the Humane Society for this month?
Well, like I said, our big thing is the potato bar. Mm-hmm. And we really want to see you there and hope you'll come and help us out. And we will be at the Junk Fest in June. We've got, you know, we program and plan things ahead of time.
Certainly.
We have a plethora, a variety of wonderful cats and dogs right now. Beetlejuice and Goosebumps. Now, aren't those cute
names? I love those names. Those are fantastic.
They're a set of brothers. They were born in September. And, boy, it would be nice if we could find a home that'd be willing to take them both because they really like being together. And the neat part about them, one is black.
Oh, yeah.
And white, and one is gray and white.
Interesting.
And they almost look identical in, you know, markings.
Yeah.
They almost look identical in their markings. They're brothers, but they're just opposite. So they make a nice, good pair together. And they're really nice. And we've got a bunch of other cats, different kinds out there that certainly are available. And then a couple of dogs I'd like to feature. One of them is Axel. And when I look at Axel, I have to admit that Axel wins my heart because Axel's face is a lot like my dog that I got from the shelter.
Yeah.
Her name is Sadie.
Oh.
And Axel looks in the face. Axel's thinner and got a leaner body. But Axel looks a lot like Sadie. So he doesn't have to do much to win me over. But he is a shepherd mix, and he was rescued while running around on the reservation.
Okay.
And he is very, very friendly. Very, very friendly. More importantly, he is super intelligent.
There you go.
Okay. Has one little flaw, and I don't know if it's a flaw, but that dog can jump higher than you can believe.
So you got to have a high fence if you're interested.
Well, or you've got to know that he's going to do that, and he needs to be trained not to do that.
Definitely.
So he's going to need to go to a home where somebody's going to keep a watchful eye on him until he gets comfortable and stays there. But he's a doll. And then we have Liberty. Liberty is a male pit bull.
Okay.
And he's a little reserved around people. He's tan in color, tan and white in color, but he loves to play. He loves to play fetch. And I'll tell you what, once he gets to know you, he will lick you and kiss you to death. So he is a sweetheart.
Oh.
Just an absolute sweetheart. And don't let that old wise tales about pit bulls scare you away, because pit bulls are not by nature nasty animals. And I used to think they were until I went to work at the shelter. You said the word pit bull to me and I backed up 20 right. feet and said, oh no, you can't do that. And I have learned, you know, it's sort of like people. People aren't prejudiced, and kids aren't prejudiced by nature until we teach them to be.
There you go.
Pit bulls aren't mean until we teach them to be.
Absolutely. So,
and so don't let the fact that he's a pit bull mix scare you away from him, because he's a doll.
Definitely. So they can view all of these pets. Absolutely. They can stop by, and there's a lot of ways contact the Humane Society too, right, Jane?
Yeah, they can visit us. They can come out. We're open from 9 to 11:30 and then from 5:30 to 6:30. They can get on our line and they can see pictures of the animals online. I will warn you. You go there and you say, oh, I want that one. And then you come out to the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one looks at you with that look in their eye. And the next thing you know, that's the one you're taking home. Because they have a way of picking you.
They're very good at that.
They have a way of picking you. And that ends up to be the best combination. And our dogs and our cat managers, Sheila and Chris, are really, really good with helping you get paired up with the animal that will meet your needs, meet your family's needs, and be a good fit. Because we don't want you taking it home and then bringing it back because it didn't work. Because
right.
that's not fair to you, and it's certainly not fair to the animals. So we work very hard to get a good match for everyone concerned.
Beautiful. So again, Jane Nitschke, she'll be joining us the first Friday of the month talking about the James River Humane Society. So Jay, just one more time, you want to give your contact information if people have questions about anything
you
we talked about?
If you've got questions, just give us a call at 252-0747. If you've got that place where we can put feral cats, call that number.
Yes.
And tell them that. And trust me, we'll get in touch with you. And the shelter is out by the Bloom exit, so come on out there anytime. Certainly would enjoy having you. And you can also go on our website, which is www.JamesRiverHumaneSociety. That's all one word, all lowercase, .org.
Beautiful.
And you can go there and you can see pictures of our animals and learn different things about what's going on. And it just is a great site. And our site manager keeps it up pretty nicely.
It is. It is a wonderful site. So go there, learn more about the James River Humane Society. Jay, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.